KPPC. It's also KPPC AM for a couple more hours or so. My name's Bernie. I'll be here for an incredibly long time until 6 o'clock as Jeff Gonser starts his new hours tomorrow morning. So I'll be around until 6 in the morning. That's a long time for me, but we'll make it up with music.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. Hey there, hi there, ho there, you're as welcome as can be.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Mickey Mouse,
Mickey Mouse,
Mickey Mouse,
Mickey Mouse.
Forever let us hold a banner high,
high, high, high.
Come along and sing a song and join the jamboree.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Marching and shouting merrily.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Meet thy fair and we work hard and we're in harmony.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Mickey Mouse,
Mickey Mouse,
Mickey Mouse,
Mickey Mouse.
Forever let us hold our banner high,
high, high, high, high.
Boys and girls from far and near, you're welcome as can be.
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
Now for our next number.
Have you ever had the feeling that you feel this place before? But you never run, not in this life. We'll be right back.
Here comes our credo, everything we believe in, stand tall. Because you've all been so sweet, another duet for you. They say we're young and we don't know, won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know, I guess it's true, 'cause you got me, baby, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned, our money's always spent. Well, I don't know, we ain't got no plot. Still, I'm sure all the love we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you to wear my ring. Well, I'm sad you're a clown. When I get scared, you're always around. Some people say your hair's too long. I don't care. With you, I can't go wrong. So put your little hand in my heart. There ain't no hill or mountain we can climb, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
I'd like to introduce you to
Jim.
Hi, Mr. President.
Hello. Always nice to see you.
Jim.
You know, the mainspring of this country, wound up as tight as it is guaranteed for the life of the watch. And who's watching? People like you.
Jim.
And you.
Barney.
People who are alerted and unafraid to waste the little time that I've scheduled just for your question. State short question.
Well, Mr. President, it's the bees and spiders again. They stole my food stamps and sold them to the rats. And I tried to get down to my car for the honk-the-horn for help, but the snakes have gotten it for the cockroaches. I go back upstairs, but the spiders have jammed the police lock. I ain't been inside for a week, and I know that my wife is sleeping with the bees.
Could you state that as a question, please?
Well, sure, Mr. President. Where can I get a job?
Many busy executives ask me, what about the job displacement market program in the city of the future?
That's right.
Well, count on us to be there.
Jared.
Because if we're lucky tomorrow, we won't have to deal with questions like yours ever again.
No,
thank you for a question.
All exit left to Funway.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce you to
Hello. Always glad to talk to you.
Me,
you
sir?
Know, when you cost the human race with the stopwatch of history, it's a new record every time.
That's a cute story,
and
Mr. President, and I wonder.
And who loses? People like you.
Barney.
Well.
And you.
Clem.
People who are all.
Stop, Mr. President, please stop. Now, I know it means nothing to you. I'm only a clone, but you've got such a wonderful job, and you're doing it so well. You know, we bozos have a saying, when you put on the nose, it grows.
That's a question. Read to. Thank you very much. You'll be getting a handsome simulfax copy of your own words in the mail soon.
Now Nixon came unto the people and lifted his arms high and showed them the palms of his hands, that they might see the marks of his crucifixion and marvel at his resurrection. And the people were sore amazed, and he cried out to them, "Behold the man, Nixon's the one. I am the re-election and the right." And they regarded him but as a fisher of votes and believed him not. His enemies hissed and cried, "Deliver us from Tricky Dick," and asked, "Wouldst buy a used chariot from this man?" But Richard said unto them, "Verily, when I was young, I girded up my loins and smeared with a mighty hand, and mine enemies cried out against me and said, 'Beware, beware.' Then I knew that I had sinned, and I suffered wretchedness and desolation of the spirit, and from the electoral college I dropped out. But lo, I am born again. Wherefore loveth me, feed my sheep, and get ye unto the precincts, and baptize the unbelievers in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Then it came to pass that the voters blessed him, and the new Pharaoh was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of Gop. For the Republicans were in the temple praising and blessing Richard. Now for the first 100 days, Richard wandered in the wilderness of Washington from the deserts of dissent to the mountains of moratorium, seeking the signs of the times. But there came unto Richard the Pharisees and certain of the scribes and the young men who studied not for war, for they had read the gospel according to John the leftist. And they grew hair and wore coats of many colors, so that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And the Pharisees asked, "What of the inflation?" And Richard replied, "Glad am I that thou hast asked that question." And the scribes asked, "What of integration?" And Richard replied, "I would make myself perfectly clear on that point." And the young men cried, "When shall we have peace?" And Richard replied, "Let me say this, and let us make no mistake about it." Whereupon did Richard summon his silent majority, and he saith unto them, "Gird up thy loins, for the day of judgment is soon at hand. Battle with all thy strength, lest the Democrats return again." And the suburbs cheered him, and there was great reaction, yea, even unto Orange County. Therefore, verily, I say unto you, brethren, let us pray. We'll be right back.
President, stop, please. Now, listen to me. This is worker speaking. Hello.
Hello. How are you? State maintenance question.
Fine, thanks. No, no. Read me Dr. Memory.
Emrand is not sure I understand you fully. Could you state that as a question, please?
Read me Dr. Memory?
Systat, direct readout, uptime
9.01.
Hey, man, ask him a question!
44 seconds.
Good.
Halifax shuffle time?
Less than 1% of freight train.
Long fire.
5 jobs. 2 detached.
Minimum entry, gate 1.
Him, so boring.
National debt, 3, 4, 5, 6 boxcars.
Gate closed.
Okay, all right, that you're doing fine, but this is a flip-flop, Springhead.
Flip-flop?
Right. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that you won't be able to answer.
I'm not sure I understand you fully.
Log out, run off memory.
Hey. The system is less energetic if domains of opposite direction alternate.
NPM, read MacNam. PNP, read MacNam.
What is he talking about?
Output resource yield.
Illegal entry.
Try again.
Yes, we're going to try again.
We have not been moving ahead.
Studio while that was playing, talking about the fact that David Crosby and Graham Nash are going to be playing at Dorothy Chandler. Now, I'm not even going to say, nope, not even going to say what we were saying. Why give food for thought for people who would want to do it? enough of that. Neil Young in Ohio. Two versions, both live. One with CSNNY, the other on a bootleg. Orson Welles from The Begatting of a President, and I believe it was The Ascension that we heard. Bits of Firesign Theater. Incredible album. I think we're all bozos on this bus. The new album by Firesign. Word of warning, it's not as easily accessible as the last album, but it certainly is a work of genius from Firesign Theater. And we started off with Country Joe McDonald and the Fish. Superbird, Tricky Dick. And there I am again, plagued with that old disease that seems to hit me every time I turn on the microphone, having to cough. So I'll turn it off and then I won't have to cough. Happens every time. Must be some sort of disc jockey paranoia or something. This is KPPC in Pasadena. My name is Bernie. I'm having fun this evening.
Thank you. aloft at first, strangest color blue, flying is forgotten now. Thinks only of you, just you. Oh, so get all those blues from me, a thousand years, and be just differently used. You just know, you see them as we rise by the devil.
This is KPPC in Pasadena, and we'll listen to the Adam Hart Mother Suite from the Pink Floyd, from the Adam Hart Mother album, and before that it was something from the Paul Kantner album. It's time for Outrageous Nevada. However, Outrageous hasn't quite made it yet. Today being Labor Day, probably got caught up in a lot of the traffic. However,
I noticed that. You know, I've been looking forward all weekend to helping Outrageous Nevada and Leslie Frogman Carter with their request show.
Oh, you're going
to
be helping.
Start right now. And I even brought by a request of my very own that I wanted to ask him to play, as long as it's a request show. It doesn't seem
well,
to.
Your request will be the first, I think.
Well, you know, I noticed that neither one of them are here yet. Why is that?
I really don't know. I was just beginning to worry a little bit.
Well, I got an idea. Yeah. Why don't you just continue to sit in for the two of them, and I'll go call them and try to get a hold of them, okay?
Well, I'll tell you, my throat's been giving me a little bit of trouble.
Oh, I noticed that there seemed to be a frog in your throat.
Yeah, there certainly is. And I was thinking what I should do is perhaps I should go call Outrageous.
Oh, but then who would do the show?
Well, listen, Mr. Gullible, why don't you? I mean, you've been hanging around here.
I've been hanging around and really enjoying. And by the way, it's a real pleasure to see you, Zach.
It's really a pleasure to see you, too.
I usually hear you on the radio and don't see you here, and I've always enjoyed your work on the radio, and also I enjoy those commercials that you come up with.
I've always enjoyed hearing you on the radio and, of course, seeing you in person, and I think that that you should go ahead and try it. You know where all the buttons are, and...
Oh, I've never done it before. I don't think I better do it, but I'll go call them.
You know, experience is the best teacher, Mr. Gullible. I'll tell you, I'll go call them, and why don't you just sit right down here? Your record is queued up. I'll put the pot up, and just sit down and, you know, give it a try.
Well,
Want to?
Okay, but I hope they hurry up and get here.
Hey, it's easy. Okay, come on over here and sit down.
I'll come over where you're sitting?
Sure.
And you're going to call him?
Yeah, I'll go call him.
And if they're going to be real late or anything like that, will you come back and help me?
Oh, sure. I'll definitely come back. All right. You know which button to push. Talking to
Whoops.
The microphone. There's
okay.
Well, see
Hi.
You later.
Well, you're not gonna go too far, are you?
Oh no, just in the other room.
Oh, okay. You're listening to KPPC in Pasadena. This is Mr. Gullible, and I don't have a show or anything like that. But I'm just sort of substituting for until they get here, until Outrageous Nevada gets here, and until the Frogman gets here, and then they're gonna take requests for 6 hours. And I guess I push this button now. Oh, I pushed the wrong button. Oh.
The sound of stereo. KPPC-FM, Pasadena.
Stereo.
Stereo.
Oh, those are the persuasions now. You can call and make requests in just a few minutes, but we've got to wait until the main principal people come here. Now let's see what I should do. I suppose I should play these theme songs, huh? That's the way they usually start, and since they're going to be doing a show together today, I'll just play both of their theme songs, but I have to wait. Okay. I had to wait for that theme. I don't even know what I'm doing here. Sometimes I wonder, how do I get myself into jams like this? As soon as they get here, you're going to hear two shows in one.
You're listening to Music with Good Taste.
Nevada, you ought to be glad that you have it to play all that music, Nevada. We bring you Outrageous Nevada.
Well, happy Labor Day to you. Zach is calling up Outrageous Nevada and Leslie Frogman Carter, and they're going to be here soon. And I guess I'll just sort of start taking your requests right now. So if you have a request, here's what you ought to do. You ought to call 681-4501 or call 681-0447. Call either 681-4501 or 681-0447. And I'll try to find the requests until they get here. And in the meantime, the real reason that I came by the station today was to ask the Frogman and also to ask Outrageous if they would play one of my requests. And so I think I'll just start the show off with one of my own requests. And I'd like to dedicate it to all of our friends from Maine to California that are going to be going back to school, and particularly people that are going to be going back to college this year, and especially people that are going to college for the first time, getting away from home, getting away from the nest, so to speak, and striking out on their own. This is for you.
Buckle down, win, Saki, buckle down. You can win, Saki, if you knuckle down. If you break their necks, if you make them wrecks, you can break the hex, so buckle down. Make them fall, win, Saki, make them fall. You can win, Saki, if you give your all. If you don't give in, take it on the chin. You are bound to win if you will only buckle down. If you fight, you'll chuckle at your feet. If you fight, your luck will not be dreamed. Knuckle down, win, Saki, knuckle down. You can win, Saki, if you buckle down. If you mow them down, if you go to town, you can wear the crown if you will only buckle down. Buckle down, win, Saki, buckle down. You can win, Saki, if you knuckle down. Break the necks, make them wrecks. Break the hex, so buckle down. Make them fall, win, Saki, make them fall. You can win, Saki, if you give your all. Don't give in on the chin. You are bound to win. Buckle down. you bite your chocolate bit. If you bite your lock-a-loppy drink, knock-a-down, whimsocky, knock-a-down. You can win whimsocky if you buckle down. Pull them down, guard you down. You can wear the crown if you will only buckle down. You can mow them down if you go to town. You can wear the crown. Buckle down.
In dreams I kiss your hand, madame, and pray my dreams come true. In I, your madame, your dainty tits, and while in Berland, madame, I'm begging for your. I haven't any, madame. Things I just when I hold you, madame, you vanish with the madame. In I, your madame, and hope my dreams come. In dreams I kiss your hand, madame, cause I can't stand your breath.
After 30 years of being a people student, I've come to the conclusion that each and every successful person I've ever known used some very definite formula in achieving their success.
At last we are to meet him, the famous Captain Spaulding. The climate's hot and scalding, the captain has arrived.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay, I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you'll spoil the party I am throwing.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be going.
Before you go, will you oblige us and tell us all of your deeds so glowing?
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay.
Good.
But I must be going.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer.
Did someone call me Schnurrer?
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
and into the jungle where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I put all my reliance in courage and defiance and risk my life for science. Hey, hey!
One day in Madagascar, he bagged a dozen weasels.
Yes, and all of them had measles.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I faced a chimpanzee once, so close I felt his breath. The creature looked at me once and laughed himself to death.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding.
That's me. One day I caught an eagle, too big for me to tote. I changed him for a sparrow, a jackass, and a goat.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day a vicious monkey chased me a mile or two. I hid behind a donkey, the donkey fainted too.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! I had a guy named Teeter, he lent me his repeater. I brought down a mosquito, hey, hey!
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Now, folks, that was Roy Pointary.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Well, folks, that was our friend. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray.
As I was saying,
hooray for Captain. Oh, did that time, didn't I?
He sure did, but he fooled me every time. Huh, he's probably not over yet. Oh, I guess he was over then. This is a different record. Let me explain what's going on here. Outrageous Nevada and the Frogman are supposed to be here to take requests, and there's a lot of people that are on the phone that are just sort of hanging on right now, and I'm just sort of here. I don't know why I'm here. Zach is in the other room. He's trying to get a hold of Outrageous Nevada, and he's trying to get a hold of, here he comes. Let's find out if he's had any luck at all. What happened, Zach?
Mr. Gullible, I phoned Outrageous's house, and there wasn't any answer, and at the Frogman's house, it was busy.
Oh, well, let's see. Now,
probably.
In other words, the phone was busy. Well, that could mean most anything.
Yeah, just about anything.
But the fact that Outrageous it didn't answer her telephone would probably indicate that she's
on the way.
Here she is! Yeah. Oh, boy, you came just in the nick of time. We were having a horrible time because Zach's got a sore throat and he couldn't stay on the radio, and I don't know what I'm doing. And so I went
to Mr. Gullible.
Hi. Where's the Frogman? Do you have any idea where he is?
Well, I don't know. I tried to see. Actually, I'm really grateful to you both of you for helping me out. But you know what happened? Well, my alarm didn't work today, and it was raining this morning, and it was just the most incredible weather to snooze in, and I overslept. And when I woke up, I figured the best thing to do would be to call the Frogman, and tell him to hurry up on down there for me, because I thought I'd be a little late, but I couldn't get to the Frogman because his line was busy, and I know that, so I figured I'll just get dressed and come on down here as soon as I could, and then I hit some Labor Day traffic, but at least I'm here, and I'm really
speaking
happy to
about
see you
traffic,
guys helping me out.
Speaking of traffic, I bet you'll be getting some requests for that this afternoon. In fact, you already have.
I have?
Yeah, and there's some people that are holding on, too, that are real anxious to make their requests. So I'll tell you what, I was just sort of running around playing some crazy records, some sort of funny things, and I also played a record that was going to be one of my requests, Buckle Down Windsocky by the Crew Cuts, and dedicated that to all of the people that are going back to school. Oh, it's so exciting, the first week of school. And anyhow, I got one request here sort of ready to go, and I'll read a commercial for a friend of ours, Elton John. He's a friend of ours here at KBBC, and he's going to be doing a concert, tonight on Labor Day. Elton John, do you think they pay him twice as much because he works on Labor Day? Because it's a holiday, you know?
I don't know.
Do they pay you twice as much for working on Labor Day? Well, I can tell by the way you're laughing that they don't. Let's see, Elton John is appearing at the Greek Theater in concert Under the Stars, and it will be appearing Labor Day through Sunday, September 12th. It's Elton John at the Greek Theater, and tickets are available at the usual places, but you know what? All of the usual places are closed. So what are you going to do about that? Well, I guess you just go there and get the tickets there. Well, the requests are starting, and would you like to give people any special instructions on how you want to take the request?
Yeah, I would. What's happening today is, in honor of this holiday, Les Carter and myself are combining our shows.
If he ever gets here.
I know. I'm sure he's on his way. He probably did the same thing I did. It was so easy. Zach, did you find it hard to get up today? What about you, Mr. Gullible?
Well, no, I was up right at the crack of dawn, because of course I have my birdseed route.
Oh, that's right.
I was distributing birdseed throughout Laurel Canyon.
Oh, I bet you the birds were awfully glad to see you today on this holiday.
They were.
A happy day in the canyon. And, well, we're going to combine our shows.
I saw a lot of people cleaning their garages today.
I know, cleaning their garages and sweeping the leaves, and the air smelled so good and fresh. Gee, I wish it would rain more.
I do, too. Well?
Well, back to what we're doing today. We're combining our shows, and it's going to be... we're all going to be working together here to bring you 6 hours of requests. And what we're going to do is we're going to have just a slightly different request show today.
Oh.
We're going to have you...
It already sort of began. It started off like a slightly different request show.
I can imagine. I was listening on the way over, and it really sounded good, Mr. Gullible. And Zach, you two work really well together.
You've been playing Spike Jones and the Crew Cuts.
Yeah, I thought Mr. Gullible did admirably.
And just
well.
A little bit of a record called The Challenge of Success, Positive Thinking for the 21st Century. Mm-hmm.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to have you call 681-4501 or 681-0447 and let the phone ring, because we'll take your requests as soon as we can. But only this time, we're going to have you just request the artist. Don't bother to mention the specific cut you'd like, because if you just request the artist, then we'll be able to satisfy more people, and it'll be simpler that way, because you might be waiting for a specific cut by that artist, and somebody else may be waiting for a different cut. But this way, if we just play the artist you want, we'll be able to satisfy a lot more people.
So, in other words, when people call either 681-4501 or 681-0447,
right,
then they should call up and say, "Hi there, I'd like to hear..."
Right.
Elton John, or
right.
I'd like to hear Dorothy Provider.
Right.
Just whatever
sure.
you want to hear.
Like, you know, don't bother to say I'd like to hear Street Fightin' Man by the Rolling Stones, because
oh.
I'm sure somebody else will like to
hear something else.
So just say, "Hey, hi, Mr. Gullible. I'd like to hear the Rolling Stones," and you'll be sure you'll be satisfied that way, and everybody'll be happier. What's the first request?
Well, you won't believe this, but the first request, I only got a couple of requests here because I could only get to the phone, and a lot of, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 700 people are holding in right now. but I got requests so far for Dorothy Provine,
uh-huh.
Jethro Tull.
I wonder what they wanted to hear her do the Feminique commercial.
Probably.
Uh-huh.
And Humble Pie,
uh-huh.
And Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and the Allman Brothers. So I thought that we'll answer the phone now.
Okay.
And we'll go running around and trying to get the records together, and we'll play the Allman Brothers. And
okay.
That's one of the first things that was requested, and we'll do that in just about a minute.
Okay, thank you very much for helping me out. I really appreciate it. It was so hard for me to get out.
You gotta stop talking. James Taylor is trying to talk.
Okay.
He's singing a song, and he's doing a commercial.
The judge just relaxed me in the club, and I thought everything was all right.
James Taylor is going to be doing a concert at the Hollywood Bowl on Saturday, September the 18th at 8:30. There won't be any other acts on the show. It'll just be James singing and playing with some friends of his. If you'd like to come, the tickets are on sale at the Bowl and through the usual agencies.
Fishing and spading, slipping and sliding, doping and soaking, rocking and reading.
The tickets go from $2.50 to $7.50, but we'll be using closed-circuit color television with a huge screen above the stage, so everyone should be able to see very well wherever they're sitting. Come and see James Taylor if you can. Oh, and wear some warm clothes, because it gets quite cold at night in September.
Bang, bang, I saw the whole gang shaking on my living room rug. I wanna walk about it, talk about it, walk about it, talk about it, tell all the world about.
Walkabout.
Walkabout. That's an Aborigine's physical. In it, you have to stay alive in the desert long enough to reach maturity. This Aborigine packs a boomerang and a 15-year-old English girl across country that looks a lot like what the valley will look like after the big fire. It's a graceful, well-spoken movie done by Nicholas Rogue, who gave you Performance.
Remember, that's showing at a theater somewhere. This is KBPC-FM Radio in Pasadena, and it's requests galore from now until 7 o'clock tonight.